You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right.
Yeah.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Show.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Tell you what.
This is awesome.
We get ready tonight, the last game in Arizona for the Coyotes, and then they pack up, call the movers, and then they're on their way to Salt Lake City. It's not official yet, but...
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
And you know what you do when you get these kinds of reports? You get your e-bug in studio.
Yes. You get the man.
I said that right?
Yeah, do you guys know what an e-bug is?
Heck, man.
I was really surprised when you just said e-bug.
Yeah.
I'm all over it. I told you, I don't just put my toe into pools. Like,
no.
When I'm interested...
cannonball.
I'll jump into this thing. I didn't know a lick about basketball 18 years ago when I retired from football. I was a wrestler and football player and jumped into it and got some really good insight from Jerry Sloan himself. He helped me through a lot, and Phil Johnson helped me through a lot, and jumped into it. Now totally in love with the world of basketball, but NHL, I'm ready to go, and I'm excited that you're here to help us.
Let me be your guide. I'm excited.
Well, let's get to it. First off, it's going to be a weird situation tonight. I know Sam Farnsworth's down there, but I know you're up here stuck with us, but I got to imagine that scene's going to be pretty interesting tonight down there.
Yeah, I don't know how I didn't get the invite to get flown out of Arizona for the last game, but yeah, crazy. Can you imagine it? I mean, 30 years of a team being there, and then tonight the writing's on the wall. Pretty much everybody knows this is it. And sources are telling me that the ink's not on the contract yet, but it will be probably by puck drop tonight. And looks like there's a Board of Governors meeting coming up here within the next 48 hours. So everybody thinks it's going to be announced tomorrow. I think people will start leaking it tomorrow that it's really going to happen. It's not going to be official until late tomorrow, early Friday.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of a holdout.
Yeah, I mean, they have to have that Board of Governors meeting, yeah. And everybody has to, you know, put their stamp on it.
Have you had any insight or heard much about the Board of Governors, where they stand on this, or the prospects of them passing this opportunity for the Smith Entertainment Group?
Yeah, and I've got a couple different sources. I know everybody thinks my only source is the SEG, but I've got some other sources. And the sources today were kind of telling me, yeah, this is 100% slam dunk. And one of the things I didn't know is I knew that they were pushing for expansion, but then I just found out, like, just heard that the board basically approached SEG and said, can you do this now? Like, I know you want expansion. You mentioned before, like, you have the logistics. Will you be willing to do it? That was like 5-6 weeks ago. The board went to him.
Wow.
And Bettman went to him and said, make this happen. Can you make this happen?
And I think it's also important to know that because he'd worked so hard to develop those relationships, because I got to imagine there were other people knocking on the door. I know Atlanta wants a team.
Oh, man.
The ownership group out of Houston wanted. Like, there was – the Barbarians were at the gate, and Ryan Smith and Gary Bettman were able to fight him off.
Yeah, and you know, Quebec is really upset about this.
Oh, calm down,
Quebec. London, Ontario is really upset about this. And London could easily, you know, it's just a suburb of Toronto, and they could easily have another team. But yeah, somehow Salt Lake came to the top of it. It makes a lot of sense for a lot of people when you think about it. I think one of the things they're really excited about is Ryan Smith as an owner. He's young. He's energetic. That kind of breaks the mold for a lot of what the NHL has right now. And he's just that guy that seems like he's going to take really good care of this franchise and make them successful and make it happen right now.
So we just had Lindsay Ertz in studio, and we were talking about the downtown rebuild that is proposed. It's in the voting process, and we'll see how that goes. Do you believe that structure, whatever's currently in the process for approval, do you believe that is housing NBA and NHL?
100%, yeah. Okay. It just doesn't make sense to have two arenas, and you know, I think you just go economies of scale on that one. And I also think that wasn't the initial plan. I think if you look at Ryan's, their first posts, it looked like it was going to be somewhere else. And I think at some point they're like, okay, if the, like you guys were just talking about a minute ago, if the Jazz leave downtown Salt Lake and go somewhere else, which if you think about it for a minute, there's a lot of property that just came available, you know, in Draper, let's say.
Yeah.
If they were going to build this, which would be an amazing place for a huge sports entertainment complex, but if that happened to downtown Salt Lake, like, this place becomes a ghost town.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it devastates it. But on the flip side, if we take a look at that picture that Ryan Smith tweeted out, the kind of potential look of what it would be, you know, you could have City Creek, the new renovated LDS Temple, kind of a pyramid with this new build arena, and you could have a strip of downtown that goes through the Salt Palace and into City Creek, and it could be an epic downtown, an epicenter.
Yeah,
absolutely. For Utah downtown.
Yeah, and I think that's the goal, right? I it was somebody from the SCG. They weren't talking to me. They were on one of the media talking about the stuff coming up and what they're trying to do. And they were trying to create, like, this safe environment. And they mentioned that, you know, people come, they pull up, they run into the Delta Center, they go to the game or the concert, and then they run back to their car and they pull out of downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And the goal is, let's create a safe environment. First, it's easy to park. We find a place, we build enough parking that it's easy to park. That's not a problem. Easy to get in and out of. And then when you get out of your car at 5 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, you go into this nice safe environment with shopping and
great
drinking and dining and all that stuff.
That's what it. But you know, the markets that I vacation to,
yeah,
that's what they are.
Yeah, and it's fun.
And it's fun. And you go down and you've got these amazing walking areas and very clean, beautiful paths and great malls and incredible dining selections with great food and streets are clean.
If you're
your sights are right in front of you.
If you're a 55-year-old. There's a good restaurant for you. If you're a 21-year-old who wants to do a little, you know.
Yeah, drinking.
Drinking.
Yeah.
And
can we say that on
here? Do a little bar hopping. There's something for them, too.
Well, and I got to imagine NHL fans do that a little bit.
Well, man, I'll tell you what. Like, I just had tickets. I went to a friend, Chipman Roofing. They gave me tickets to go to the last couple nights games. Have you guys been to one of those?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I heard. It's like a rock concert that there's a hockey game at.
Yeah, and the outside is just as much fun as the inside.
Wow.
And it was the same way with Tampa Bay Lightning. Even I went to a game in Columbus. I went to a Columbus Blue Jackets game like 5 years ago, and it was the same thing. It's freezing cold outside, and everybody's just hanging out outside, having a great time. And, you know, the games are up on screens outside if you can't go in, and it is. It's just fun, and everybody's getting along, getting together, and it's a blast. I'd love to see that here.
Well, the screen that Ryan included in that depiction, I think it's got Lauri Markkanen shooting on the screen.
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of an identifier of, we'll have this big TV monitor where if you're anywhere in the downtown or street. I think that there was a lot more thought that went into the generation of that picture than anybody's given credit for. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree, Jay?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Like when you study that picture, go study that picture. Yeah. Look at the width of the streets. Look at the big TV screens up on buildings. Look at the design and structure of the building. I think you could read a lot into what their vision is.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this team that allegedly is coming to Salt Lake City.
Okay.
You know, in doing some research, getting to know the situation there, it feels like the general manager has done a tremendous job in building a team for the future. They may not be there yet in terms of wins and losses, but we talk about, you know, the bare bones of building a house. That foundation's set, the studs are up, and the frame's going up, and this thing could be taken off pretty quick.
Yeah, 100%. You want to talk about having the studs up. You've got Clayton Keller. He is a stud. Hey, that's going to keep your house up right there. This kid, 25 years old, was a phenom in the World Juniors. He's been putting up good numbers over the last few years. And then Nick Schmaltz, I don't know if you guys are familiar with any of these names. Their goaltender, Connor Ingram, is just an outstanding goaltender. He's an NHL starter through and through. And their backup comes in and also appears to be an NHL starter. And they keep getting these goalies that are phenomenal goaltenders, and then they dump them off somewhere else. So Utah inherits two solid goaltenders right off the bat. And that's huge. That's you know, you got to start from the net out. There's a saying that goaltending is 30% of the importance of the team. Unless you don't have it, then it's 100%. And I just think we're solid there. And we've got Shea Weber coming back on contract next year, who's a phenomenal defenseman. One of the best defensemen in the league. One of the hardest shots in the league. But these kids, Logan Cooley, I mean, we're just stocked. We got a first-round draft pick this year and 5 second-round draft picks this year. That's crazy.
That's incredible.
And there's these talented kids that they can pick from right now.
So the NBA, it seems like if you're not picking in the first 4 or 5 picks, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
NHL draft, can you find elite quality players late in the second round?
Absolutely.
You know, all that stuff?
So you're going to have to compare hockey more towards
the
baseball.
NFL or baseball.
Baseball,
okay.
Because
right.
we draft the same way. You're drafted at 18 years old based on what you do in juniors. And for people that aren't familiar with what juniors are, there's a couple leagues in the United States and a couple in Canada that you leave home at 14, 15 years old, and you play from 16 to 20 years old.
That's what I was
juniors.
Talking about earlier, Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, so you play there, and that's what you're drafted out
of. I had a neighbor
of.
That did that. The kid took off right out of Saratoga Springs. He left for that.
Yeah, and you have to if that's what you're going to do. And then you play in that juniors. You get drafted at 18, and, you know, and then you develop. You go to an NCAA, or you finish till you're – you finish playing juniors at 20, then you go play NCAA. Or if you were playing in Canada, then you go play like for the Grizzlies or something. And then you kind of figure out you can be better. So if you've got a fifth rounder, you know, you knew he had the ability, but he could actually be better than a lot of the first round guys.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, because we saw when Ryan Smith purchased Real Salt Lake, he kind of purchased the growth and development section of a portion of that. And we've seen soccer really kick up a notch here in the state of Utah with growth and development. With bringing an NHL team in, does that give you an ability to build a youth center where you can then develop and keep youth here in the state as they grow in hockey?
Yeah, 100%. What you're going to see is the Junior Yetis, like the Junior Jazz or Junior, you know, whatever we're going to be called. And it's going to
you have a little slip of the tongue there with the Yetis?
No. I have no inside knowledge on the name. I'll tell you that. The only inside knowledge I have on the name is Ryan Smith told me he's going to open it up to the community and let the community decide. And he's done a couple different votes, right? That's the last I heard of it. But I know that everybody's leaning Yetis. But so you open up a few rinks and you get access. It's like, let's put a rink in Eagle Mountain. Let's put a rink in that new area in Draper.
Or Harriman.
Yeah. Or St. George.
A lot of development out there.
Let's start finding a bunch of kids. And, like, just Vegas alone, the last 7 years, they had 400 registered youth hockey players the year before the Knights were announced.
Wow.
They currently have 4,000.
Yeah.
And then the beer leagues.
See,
men's
what
league,
I see happening here.
It explodes. It absolutely explodes. And that's what happened in Arizona. And then you get one of the best players in the NHL currently in Arizona, grew up playing hockey because of the Coyotes, and grew up a Coyotes fan in the junior Coyotes system.
Yeah, that's my vision of what could potentially happen here. Is hockey looked at as a rich man sport, or is it the blue-collar worker sport?
So in the past, right, it was always the Canadian farmer boys that were playing.
On the pond.
Because, their farm would freeze over, their pond would freeze over. You had all the Minnesota or Michigan guys because they have lakes and ponds everywhere. So it used to kind of be that poor man's game. It was the blue-collar workers. And now it's so expensive to play hockey. And that's another thing we're going to have to look at as we're growing the youth here. You know, I play goalie. My skates are $1,000. My helmet's $1,000. My leg pads are $1,000. Well, they're probably more like $1,500 now. And then my gloves are about $500 a piece.
Jeez.
So,
Scotty, you think volleyball is expensive? Or
wow,
like, this takes it to another level.
Yeah, then you got to pay if your kid's
are expensive.
Ice fees are $200 an hour. So if your kid's gonna play on a travel team and practice 3 times a week, and there's only 17 kids on that team, you got to divide that up. Plus, you got all the games you're gonna play. Then you got to pay. You know, it gets expensive. And I know people are looking at ways to, you know, they want to make it so that it's like Little League football. You sign up. You get your bag of gear.
Yeah.
You basically got to buy your skates and a stick maybe, and everything else is provided. Then you give it back at the end of the year and just recycle it.
Are there areas in growth and development where the high schools have it as a sanctioned sport?
Yeah, Minnesota, New Hampshire, like
is
all
that,
back
is
east.
Is that a stage we might see here at any point?
I would hope so. we're going to need more rinks to get that way. I could totally see us going, like, I could see Weber State and the University of Utah going NCAA first. And then that maybe trickles down to more rinks and more growth before we see it in the high school area. I could see it growing a college first. Weber State and Utah are there. They're ready to go NCAA Division I right now. Not player-wise, but, you know, infrastructure-wise. Rinks on campus, great admin with the teams. So I see that part growing first, and then it would trickle down to the high schools after that. But we've had high school hockey here for over 50 years.
Interesting, interesting. Jay Stevens joining us, hosts the hockey podcast on KSLSports.com, does a tremendous job and has been in the forefront of all the latest info as the Coyotes appear to be on their way to Salt Lake City. So weird game tonight for the Coyotes. What are you looking at in this one? Because all of a sudden now people want to go to that game. I was looking at the ticket prices and they're through the roof. People want to see this. Maybe if they'd shown that a little earlier, they wouldn't be losing their team.
Yeah. The attendance has never really been the issue for the Coyotes. It's always been ownership finding a place to play. And there's a reason they're not called the Phoenix Coyotes anymore. The Phoenix Coyotes defaulted on all their payments, right? And they had to move out of their building. They're the Arizona Coyotes. So, yeah, the fans are going to be there. They've always kind of been there. And they're going to be heartbroken to lose their team. But they're going to do a whiteout. Everybody's going to be wearing white tonight. It's going to be emotional, and it's just going to be quite a sight to see.
Who's ultimately, I don't know, maybe this isn't a fair conversation to have, but if we're assigning percentage of blame on why it didn't work down there, is it 70% ownership, not just the current, but the previous owners as well?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to get myself in any trouble and get too many, burn too many bridges here, but I would say, yeah, 75-80%. Because, like I said, the fans have always been there. I've been going to games forever. The Grizzlies used to be their affiliate. And so we got to see a lot of players come through here, and then you go watch them play in Arizona. It was really cool. Like Mike Smith, one of our best goaltenders. But the fans have been there. They've lost contracts in different buildings. They tried to get funding through the state to stay and build their own building. That fell through. So it's the state's fault. It's ownership's fault. And then maybe a little bit on the fan base at the end of it.
Speaking of the Grizzlies, I know that you played some time with the Grizzlies.
Yep.
I know that you're aware of the fan support of the Grizzlies at the Maverick Center and what they bring and what you guys do on the ice. How much difference will there be from me attending a Grizzlies hockey game to Yetis or the former Coyotes? Like, how much different is it between those leagues?
It's a lot faster. The decision making is a lot faster. The hits are a lot, like, there's a lot more impact. As a football guy, the hockey at the Grizzlies is great, but you're going to go see the best athletes. It's the same, maybe the same as watching between like NFL and college football. I would compare it at that level. You're going to have the best of the best going faster, hitting harder, and the shots are better, but it's that thought process. It's just like 2% better. It's that X factor, and it makes it so much more fun to watch. The Grizzlies are great. They're kids that have played juniors. They're kids that have played in the NCAA, and they were, you know, the third or fourth best player on their team. And they become Utah Grizzlies. That first player becomes an NHL, and the second player ends up in the AHL. So it's just, you're going to notice a difference. Both are phenomenal hockey to watch. I think the Grizzlies are still phenomenal to watch.
By the way, Ryan Smith addressing, it's a sports conference. Not exactly sure what it is, but anyway, they're grilling him on some questions, and he just said, there's no secret on what's out there online. Normally, not everything on the internet is true, but in this case, it's pretty true. So, again, coming as a surprise to nobody, but
worst kept secret around.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Jay's going to hang out with us for an hour. We'll take a break. Hands to Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Adam's hanging out with us from Five Star Painting, where you can save 15%. He's going to give you free paint. And we're not talking about like any paint. This is the top of the line stuff you're handing out right now.
Oh, yeah. All our paint is Sherwin-Williams paint, and it's high-end quality. It's not even Sherwin's lowest quality. It's some of the higher quality paints that they offer.
I want you to call just 801-208-2649. The estimate process is really simple. It's free. And really, we want you to get the estimate just to take a look at what that project will cost. And Adam, how quick can you get out there to somebody's house? If they called right now, how quick could you be out there to give them an estimate?
Yeah, if you call today and you're like, hey, I need it as soon as possible, there's probably a few more spots open for Friday. But if not Friday, definitely by Monday, Tuesday next week, we could be out there. You get your estimate usually on the spot, at least the same day. So you're going to have a good idea of what it's going to cost you. And again, you're not locked in. We don't ask for any money. If it's something that you want to, you know, think about, just by calling and getting that estimate today, getting it scheduled, you're locked in for 15% off and free paint, even if you choose to do the project a month or two from now.
We talk a lot about exteriors. You can do interiors. You can do garages. You can do courts. Really, the sky's the limit. As long as it doesn't have wheels on it and drives, you can paint it.
Yeah, I mean, I can paint your car, but I don't recommend us painting your car.
Sherwin-Williams doesn't sit well in a car.
Nah, it'll probably flake off pretty quick. But yeah, other than that, whatever kind of stuff you're looking to get painted, cabinets, bookshelves, you know, epoxy your garage, really anything you got that you've been thinking about, give me a call, get 15% off, and, you know, at least you're going to know, hey, now I have an idea. Okay, it's $2,000, and then you can kind of plan for it and still lock in the savings, you know.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they're thinking, okay, I need to do a kitchen remodel, and that's going to set you back $80,000 to $100,000. You can make your kitchen look brand new just by painting the cabinets, and it'll transform your kitchen in a hurry.
Oh man, that's the best part about paint, and what we do is for a minimal cost, we can completely change the look of your house. Whether it's cabinets inside, you can do them all, you know, all white. You can do like a tuxedo thing where you do two different colors, you know, on top you go light and on bottom you go dark. It'll transform your entire kitchen just by doing that. And it does the same thing for, you know, interior rooms or the outside of your house. I'm painting one right now where the house was tan and they're going really dark gray. And I mean, it looks like a totally different house.
Hmm.
So
call right now, 15% off, and you get the free paint. 801-208-2649 is 5-star painting. Adam and his crew ready to help you out. 801-208-2649 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Smith, Jazz and RSL owner, join us right here on The Zone.
On the local ownership piece, I've been super fortunate to be invited to be a part of a lot of different ownership groups outside of the state of Utah. I'm interested in Utah sports. I'm not interested in Premier League overseas. I'm not interested in hockey teams outside of Utah. If it's in Utah, that's what I care about. And I care about building the brand and being able to tell a good story and do things that haven't ever been done here in Utah. Our fan base is fanatical, and that's a good thing. We're fortunate to have people who really care in this state about our sports, and I wouldn't trade that. We know what it feels like to win in Utah. It's better than anything and anywhere else, and there's nothing I want more than to be able to let this fan base have that in everything we do.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Yeah.
We've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Boston.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. And make sure to nominate the youth volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nominations at kslsports.com/contest and listen every Thursday afternoon to JJ and Alex for the winner. Help them celebrate the efforts of those volunteers making an impact for the Hercules Hero of the Week, sponsored by Hercules Credit Union. Jay Stevens hanging out with us, NHL hockey insider for kslsports.com. Kind enough to spend an hour in studio with us as we are just probably a matter of 24, 48 hours away from an official announcement coming. Ryan Smith at a conference said, hey, what you read on the internet on this case, pretty much true. Hockey's coming to Utah, folks. It'll just be a matter of logistics at this point and what it looks like, what this team is going to look like. You've seen the NHL, I'm sure, in those exhibition games.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Salt Lake City in the Delta Center. While they try to figure out what that's going to look like here in the near future with renovations, and I think we're all on the same page that we all three believe that it's going to be a renovated Delta Center that'll house the Jazz and the soon-to-be-named hockey team. But how difficult is that sight lines with what the next couple of years might look like?
If you're one of the people sitting on behind the nets on those sides, which if you're not lucky enough to be really close in those first rows, because they fold up a bunch of those chairs they on do. The sides.
Anybody that's been there for the Monster Truck Rally, Scott, I don't know if you've been
there. I've not.
So, Lloyd, I know you've been there for the Monster Truck Rally. You know how they back the end zones up? And that's all they do, Scotty. They just,
yeah.
I think they do it for the rodeo too.
Yeah,
they back.
I've been
those.
There for that. Yeah,
that's all they do for the NHL.
Yeah, and when they back those seats up, there's still like six rows that are right there, right behind the glass, right behind the nets. And those are always the tickets I buy as a goalie. That's kind of my vision, right? If you're in those seats, they're great. If you're not in those seats and you're behind the nets, you're gonna have a hard time seeing those corners, seeing any action in your end. Until they renovate it.
What is considered the cherry seat at an NHL arena?
Everybody loves being right at center ice. You know, like those are the great seats. Center ice, you know, on the glass.
So I had an overall question that I wanted to throw at you, Jay. Why Salt Lake City and why Ryan Smith? Why?
Okay. I've got a lot of answers to that, and I'll start with Ryan Smith. I didn't know Ryan Smith. I knew of Ryan Smith. And I got the opportunity to go meet him and have a nice long conversation with him. And he's young, and he's got vision, and he's got tech money, and he's got friends that have tech money, and he's smart enough to surround himself with people that are smart and involved in whatever he's doing, and he's not afraid to go for it. So I think the NHL looks at that and says, hey, why don't we try somebody young? We have other groups that are trying to bring into these other markets, and a lot of them already had teams. Atlanta's already had a team. Houston's already had a team. Quebec's already had a team. They've had their shot. Salt Lake's up and coming. So he has the resources. He has the vision. And then you start looking at Salt Lake. We have more tech companies. We have a bunch of companies that are coming here with money. And so you have the corporate structure enough to support the team, whether through sponsorships, buying luxury suites, buying tickets for their staff. And then you have a hockey tradition that goes back here till 1959. It probably predates that. There was a semi-pro team called the Seagulls before the Eagles. So that's before that 69 era. So we have hockey tradition. We have hockey players more and more going to the NHL. Our numbers are growing as far as like the hardcore hockey fans. And then you have other people that make enough money to support the team. And we have a really good, you know, sports history. We're part of the sports belt. People get it. And so we have a lot of sports fans. And whether Jared Youngman, the president of the Utah Grizzlies, he has a saying. He's like, everybody's a hockey fan. They just don't know it.
Don't know it yet. Yeah.
And
you
I love
gotta
that.
Get there.
Yeah, yeah, I love that saying. Because you're going to come. Everybody's going to be like, oh, this is so exciting. It's fresh. It's new. The honeymoon period. We're going to go see a game. And they're going to go to a game, and you're going to be addicted.
I was reading a story the other day. And again, I'm not to a point where I can vet guys on this guy's, you know, this is the Adam Schefter. This guy's just a blowhard. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But I did read something that there might be some adjustment to divisions with Salt Lake coming in. Have you heard anything like that, or will they stay in the Central, in the Western Conference?
I don't know. Next year, I don't think there will be an adjustment for next year. So eventually, I could see some adjustments coming.
Give me the dummy's guide of how to ingest NHL postseason, because we're about ready to kick off postseason, and I want to know: do I need to pick a team and watch? I made a joke a while ago that they call me the Jolly Lancher, and I was kind of latching on to the Avalanches. You know, like I was having some fun with it. But, you know, how exactly, if you're not real familiar with the NHL, how do you go about ingesting it?
You can pick a team, you know, just like your brackets, I guess, for NCAA. That's what I do. But when my team loses, I don't stop watching.
Are you a fan of a particular team?
Well, yeah, I'm a... I'm a fan of two teams. I'm a fan of the Vegas Golden Knights because they're fun to watch. And I'm a huge fan of the LA Kings because Trevor Lewis from Salt Lake plays there.
All right.
And he's brought the Stanley Cup here twice, the LA King, courtesy of the LA Kings. So that is life-changing for me. It was something I never thought. I never thought I would drink out of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't even think I'd see it. So to have the opportunity to drink out of it and watch my wife drink out of it.
That does something to a man.
Yeah. So I'm a Kings fan.
There's various diseases there, too.
My wife said that. She's like, I don't think I'm going to drink out of it. I've seen that thing over the last, 100 years. Everybody drinks out of it. And the guy that carries it around, he's like, we clean it. Yeah. We sterilize it. Like, it's clean.
I've seen babies be put in that thing. Yeah. So that worries me a little
bit.
And it's
been, they had to go to the bottom of one of the Great Lakes to find it at one point because they got a little carried away with it. But the main thing you got to do is just watch. And you just, if you don't have a team, that's fine. You're just going to see some of the most intense playoff sports out of anything. And you'll see guys start growing facial hair, and that's a tradition now. Well, why do they grow those beards? Because their faces get so cut up and banged up in these seven-game series where everything's personal. And, the hits are harder. Every check gets finished. Everybody's skating harder. Every goal has you on the end of your seat because you're like, that one goal or the next goal could end team or could push my team to the next round or win the cup. And it gets fun with some of the traditions. Like, Detroit's out of it this year, which is too bad. Which, by the way, if you happen to see their last two games, phenomenal hockey. I mean, down, they scored like 4 seconds left in both of their last two games to tie it so they could earn enough points to get to playoffs. So it's just, like, so intense and so much fun to watch. But then they have the traditions of, like, throw an octopus on the ice.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's always fun.
You look at some of the big rivalries, locally, not locally, but, you see the Denver-Detroit rivalry. Does Arizona bring any rivalries with them in terms of something that's been established that fans can look forward to?
Sadly, not really anymore, just because they really haven't been a playoff team for a while. So I would expect to see just a whole new rivalry. I would look at this more like, because the Arizona stuff is going to stay in Arizona. So I would look at this more as a expansion without the expansion draft.
Expansion with a roster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's literally what's happening. We're getting a team. Arizona's going to go, the Arizona franchise and all of their traditions and all of their history and their logos, trademarks, all of that are going to just go defunct for a bit. They're going to be put in the basement. In the meantime, Utah is buying all the players, all the prospects, all the draft picks. So we're going to get all of that, plug it in. Plus, probably about half of that team is under contract for next season. So you're going to get players that haven't had anything to do with Arizona at all anyway. You're going to see like a big game. Like somebody said it today with the Jazz. They're going big game hunting.
Yeah, Danny Ainge,
yeah. So you're going to see that. See, I know some basketball stuff.
Attaboy. No,
I read that. I think I read that on when I heard one of you guys say it a minute ago. But I think you're going to see the same thing with the NHL. So we're going to get a bunch of new guys, and we're going to have the opportunity. I think we'll keep the whiteout. I hope we start the whiteout again. But I think we're going to get an opportunity to start our own rivalries, our own traditions. And I'm excited to see what those are. I have no idea.
You mentioned half the guys are not under contract going into next season. Are there key signings that need to be made? Like, some guys are free agents. You're like, all right, time for you to move on. Are there guys that are like, we have to sign that guy? This is a guy we got to bring back.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the contracts were set up this way on purpose. The guys that needed to be signed are signed.
Good.
We've got some really good guys coming in.
I've got just some really quick equipment questions.
Okay.
Number one, how sharp are the skates?
Very sharp.
So they razor them down.
Oh, like, yeah.
Not knife sharp, but...
Knife sharp, yeah.
Knife sharp.
Yeah, that's... I mean, we've... Unfortunately, it's... If you just look at YouTube, there's tons of video of guys getting sliced. I have to be careful. Like, if you reach back and you're, like, pulling snow off your skate and you accidentally go over the front of your skate, it'll cut you. And some guys, it'll cut them to the bone. Like, depending on playing.
That is wild to me.
Yeah.
Because those skates are flying around.
So, oh, yeah.
So the rules are extremely strict then that you keep the skate on the ice, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Are there foot lifting rules or things?
There aren't really rules, but I mean, like if somebody like tries to kick somebody, first off, that's almost a bench clear. Like, if you try to kick somebody, you're going to get the unofficial discipline right away. And that's a good thing about hockey, is it polices itself. And then you're also going to get the supplemental discipline from the league. So they're really against that, because those skates are dangerous.
The second one is, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, it felt like they implemented the shield, and then they grandfathered some guys could choose not to wear the face shield.
Yeah, I think that was 06. Yeah.
I've seen face guards come halfway. I've seen them come a full way. Kind of walk us through what the rule is for face protection, and why did guys opt not to wear? That puck is hard.
Yeah. But, you know, you grew up playing every day. You know, some guys wouldn't, like Ron Duguay wouldn't even wear a helmet. And he had his pretty hair flowing in the wind. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you're skating on ice with a puck flying around and you've got no helmet on.
Yeah. And those guys back then in the 70s were pretty. And then they're like, oh, everybody's got to wear a helmet except for the guys that are grandfathered in.
Yeah.
And then maybe it was, I want to say 2006, could have been sooner. They came in and said, okay, now we need quarter shields. We need at least a quarter shield. They had a guy take a puck to the eye. It really destroyed his life and scared a lot of people in the stands. It's not that rare. The guy that coached me at Weber State, Sean Thorson, had the same thing happen to him, and that he lost vision in that eye. So, and it's not just pucks, it's sticks, right? So they gave him the quarter shield. If you see a guy wearing a full shield, that usually means he has a broken jaw. And wearing a full shield is frowned upon in the NHL by your peers.
By your peers.
Because at some point, like, if you're running your mouth, it's not the NBA where the littlest guy could just run his mouth and get away with it. You're going to have to stand up for yourself. You can't run your mouth. You can't do cheap shots because...
I love this sport so much, Scotty.
The next shift, you're going to have to answer for it. And you can't have a full shield on when you answer for it.
I love it. And, you know, you throw the fighting concept into it. Is it unspoken rule with the fighting? Because you see dudes that'll latch onto each other's jerseys and throw right fists for a good 45 seconds to a minute and 20 seconds. That full man five front throwdown that preceded a game. I think
the Rangers Devils. Yep.
Yeah, the Hawk dropped. They all threw their gloves. Yeah. They all went at it. That was over a minute.
Yeah.
It was a minute and 20, something like that, in the process.
And it's funny, that was all because of that unwritten rule that one of the Rangers had a fight the game before with one of the Devils, and then on his next shift, he actually hit a guy that shouldn't have been hit. It was a newer guy, but it was a skill guy. So the tough guy, the fourth line guys, aren't supposed to hit your first line guys. Not hard. You can bump them, right? It's still fair play, but you can't take cheap shots at them. So then the fighter for the Rangers came out to set the tone, but the Ranger that threw the hit had been told by his coach, you can't fight anymore this game. So he's like, what am I going to do? If I fight, I'm going to get sent to the minors. He'd already had like 10 fights that month. And so
that month.
Yeah. Well, that's what this guy's doing. He's fighting all the biggest fighters. He's like 19 years old and he's fun to watch. It's just fun to watch.
Fun to watch fight or fun to watch play hockey?
Both.
Okay.
Both. It's no more. There's no more of the fighter that can't turn right. And he's just a fighter. They're all good hockey players. The enforcer.
The right. Enforcer actually has to be good at hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You gotta be the multi-tool. And anyway, so he wouldn't fight, and that sent a bad message to the Devils. Like, this guy's not standing up to the code. He hit a skill guy, and he's not standing up to the code. So the next game, that was the message. The New Jersey Devils started right away. They're like, we're starting our fourth line.
Wow.
So if you start your fourth line, now the Rangers could say, we're starting our, and you're not going to put your first line out right there. You could say, well, we're going to start our second line, but we're not fighting you. But the Rangers accepted. They're like, okay, we'll start our fourth line too.
Here we go.
And here we go. Well, wow. I don't think they anticipated everybody going. I don't know if you've ever been in any fights. I've been in a lot. I've never won one yet. I wonder what that's going to be like. But, you know, a couple fights I had in juniors, one went, I thought it went about 6 years. And then I saw a video. I'm like, that was 36 seconds. I was exhausted.
But it failed 6 years.
I was exhausted. Yeah. I didn't want to play anymore. I was like, I'm going to hit the showers, take a nap. Eat a banana. I was dying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fight time, 10 seconds is forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hans and Scotty will wrap this up next. Jay Stevens in studio, getting you ready for hockey in Salt Lake City right here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is coming to Salt Lake City.
It's about time.
I have been waiting decades.
This is huge news.
As Utah prepares to welcome the National Hockey League,
this city has long deserved a second pro squad.
The Zone will have all the coverage from every angle, as we'll be with the new team every step of the way, from every moment of the offseason right up to when the puck hits the ice in the fall.
A new era in Utah sports.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love.
Yeah, I think it's just a thank you to them for everything that they've done for us, and obviously it's something that there's a lot of disappointed people out there and people that are upset, and it's going to hurt and it's going to sting for a while, and that's something that as a player it's you want to feel apologetic for everything, but as someone who's grown up in the valley and grown up with it kind of, you kind of feel the pain as well, but I think it's something where tonight you just focus on the game, enjoy one last game, and then who knows what's going to happen down the road. But for now, the Coyotes are still Arizona's team for one more day, so just kind of embrace it.
That's Josh Doan from the Coyotes in preparation of their final home game or their final game in Arizona coming up tonight, and then off to Salt Lake City. Jay Stevens, Hockey Insider, KSLSports.com, kind enough to join us, getting you ready for what should be a fun 48-72 hours as we await the official announcement of hockey coming to Salt Lake City. So I'm going to broad brush paint here a little bit, you know, as Adam walks into the studio. But NBA players, you know, there was the big deal about not wanting to come to Salt Lake City because of the nightlife and all this other stuff. And you're still dealing with young, a lot of times single athletes, but they're coming from all over the world. Like, is that nightlife thing, is that a concern with hockey players as it is as much the NBA players? Or are these guys like, hey, look, I just want to play hockey? Are they more about business than they are about the other stuff? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And first, I just want to point out that Josh Doan that was just saying all that, that's Shane Doan's son who ended up being drafted by Arizona, and Shane Doan's a legend with the Coyotes. So Josh grew up his whole life in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then now it's over for them. Yeah, you're going to get hockey players and basketball players are not the same breed at all. The nightlife is important. They like to go out and have a good time and have fun, but most of them come from smaller communities anyway, or Toronto, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're going to enjoy Salt Lake, and you're going to get that mix of people that they love this area. They vacation in this area. They come here. There's a ton of NHL guys that live in Park City or up above Park City that come here to do their summer training, or this is where they vacation because this is the air they like. This is what it reminds them of home, whether it's Finland or, you know, whatever, North Dakota or Minnesota. This is similar. They like being in the woods. They like being in the mountains. They like being in the cold to an extent. You know, they also enjoy playing in LA, I'm sure. But that's more us. That's more what hockey players are. And they're going to enjoy Utah, and they already do. Most of them that are coming here have, if they've never been here, it was on their list of places to go. At least Park City was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're going to enjoy it. And you're not going to hear the same complaining, and you're not going to hear guys not signing because they didn't want to play in Utah.
I think that's what people wanted to hear right there.
Because the free agency interest with the NBA has always been a question of, well, they aren't going to come here. Well, we're not going to be able to land a good free agent. And it's nice to hear that won't be as much a factor.
Yeah, they love it. And the guys that have played here in Utah, like when we were the AHL Farm Club, we had guys come here, Trevor Daly, who went on to have a long career with the Dallas Stars and then with the Pittsburgh Penguins, actually won a Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Trevor Daly was here. I was good friends with him, and he told me, he said, undercover, Utah's the best place to play.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm moving here. And so many guys that have played here over the history stay. They marry Utah girls, and they stay here.
I love it.
Yep, good to know. Jay, again, you're on Twitter. Throw out the handle so people can follow you and make sure they have the latest insight from you.
Yeah, I just got Twitter for all the stuff that's going on. Jesus 28.
All right.
It's my fire nickname.
I love it. And yeah, by the way, this dude's a firefighter, paramedic. I mean, you've seen some stuff. You've been through some things.
I have been.
I love it, man. You're a man's man, that's for sure.
Thanks, Jay.
I've had a good life. I've been lucky. Thanks for having me on.
Adam's with us from Five Star Painting as we wrap up the show. Bottom line, Adam, 15% off free paint. The bid right there on the spot. You're willing to work around people's schedules. Whatever you need painted, inside, outside, kitchens, you got it. And I think it's important for people to know that whatever you need painted, you guys are ready to do it and do it quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it all for me. Thanks, Scotty.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. 15% off is an awesome deal. It can be upwards of $750 to $1,000 off a project. Free paint, $300 to $500 off your project. Now's the time. There's no obligation. You don't have to pay for an estimate or anything like that. And we are there for you throughout the entire process, from start to finish. We come walk the job with the painters, make sure everybody knows what's going on. We check in throughout the whole project and we do final walkthroughs. So, when it's all said and done, we walk with the homeowner. Hey, make sure you're happy. No touch-ups, all that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty easy going process for what it is. We're in your home, it's kind of intrusive, so we try to take that consideration and really try to accommodate the best we can.
Well, I just would suggest giving them a call, asking them about a project, getting the estimate, and then adding on that discount. Scotty and I always try, with clients that we have in studio, we always try to do something extra for you, the listener. This really is an exclusive offer. I mean, this is an opportunity coming into spring for you to get a nice discount on whatever you need painted or stained. If it's your fence or your house or your deck or it's something in your backyard, just call. Do it now and lock in this discount, 15% free paint.
Yeah, all you got to do is call and schedule, and you can schedule whenever. But call today and get it in the books, down the road when you're ready.
15% off, free paint, and a great service. Hans has used them. I've used them. We can verify. These guys are the best in the business. It's Five Star Painting, 801-208-2649. That's 801-208-2649. Call them now. JJ and Alex next, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.